So we stopped at Simon Tzadik Sif Gimel. So let's start from there. This is halachas of Shilu B'Tzibur. Different halachas here. Ha'umnin, sh'oisim melacha l'bal bayis. Umnin, who are doing melacha l'bal bayis, yecholin li'spal b'rosh ha'zayis v'rosh ha'tehena. Say they were, this is, you know, nowadays it's, Puss can bring down, generally the employers aren't as makbid. At that certain time, I guess there's a certain peda if they were doing work in the trees, could be there's a hefset. I don't know exactly what the metzias was, but I guess it would start early. And if, you know, and if they didn't get the work, they needed the whole day to get the work done. So, or they could be, couldn't, it was too hot in the middle of the day, whatever the case may be. So they needed to, so then they were working on top. There was motor for them to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, to go ahead and to daven. The ve'em yizeh b'shum lo yamar al gabi makom gavoa v'yispalo. You don't say over there it's b'yisusa because he can't really stop to go down to daven it because it takes, it's a mafsid his employer. Even sh'alo la'asus melachtam, since they went up to do the work, havi kimo sh'alo la'aliyah, it's just the same thing as just going up to a second floor. However, other trees, they have to go down because the tam, shenishtana zayis mishari lanos, why is it the zayis different? Lahem anafim harbe yoitze mishari lanos. There's a lot of, they have a lot of branches. And to get up to the top takes a long time. It's all to do with a teina, and therefore it's going to cause a lot of extra time to go up and down. It's very little bitul yardu. They should go down. But the Baal Bai is someone who's doing his own work. He needs to go down to daven. He can't just stay up there. Even if it's on top of the Zayas, he can't, because it's his own hefsid. He's not being mastered to anyone else. Ha'enu mishubi l'malacha shehu b'shus atzmai. Im hikilu eitzel poilim ne'bitul malacha lo hikilu eitzel Baal Bai's. But they weren't making for Baal Bai's. Again, they say nowadays most employers are at makbi, but they do discuss, there's a discussion about, let's say, a person's working to make a minion. A discussion: can you make a minion? Let's say the person's working, there's a minion there, and the employer is makbid. Says, you're going to take, we need every second. You're going to take time away. Now, listen, the owner should have a little more bitachon. If he's a firm yid, should have a little more bitachon. But if he's not and he doesn't and he says he has to work, so then it could be that he can't make a minion because if it takes extra time away from him, you're being massed at him money. So there's a shiloh over there. Whether there's kaifim, if he's a from yid, he doesn't want to make a minion, I'm done with the minion, I don't know. Those are interesting shilohs. But al-kopanim, there is an idea that you also have to cheshbon the minion of being massed at someone else, that you have to, you try to memayit at least, or do hecha kedusha. Tarech liftoach pesachim o chaloinais nechneged Yerushalayim. Should make windows facing east. Clearly, spiral connect on, so a person can face east. Betoshi have a base. Hakneses shneimasar chalonos. And I'll be the Kabbalah. It's an important thing to have 12 windows in the base of Knesset. But it doesn't mean you have to daven, over the open window, which you won't be able to focus. The point is that you should have windows that it should help you mechavin towards Yerushalayim. Lo yisbal or mizvach. Lo yisbal makom paretz kama besodeh. A person should not generally daven in an open field. And they kashu makom tznius chala alav emas melech libo nishbar. That if a person's davening in a room, then you're able to focus much more and you're able to daven much better. They do bring the Tosfos asks about what about Yitzchak, he daven in the Sodeh. There's a couple of terutzim that they're talking about a place where you're in the Sodeh. It doesn't mean there's no walls, it means that that people are walking through constantly. That's what we're talking about. If you're going, you're off, you know, you go off into the woods and there's a clearing over there, it's okay. You can doubt that's not the problem over here. Not in the study, it's like not in the middle of the street. People are walking by, you have to go to a side point and have it. little bit over a point. In the airport, it's more common. I'm in the middle, trying to find a corner, it's better. Lo b'churba mei chshad. A person shouldn't daven in the churba because of chshad mei mapolos mei mazikim. That in a ruins or a ruined place, a person shouldn't, abandoned building, the person shouldn't daven in there because maybe you're doing, it's a criminal activity, whatever that might be, that's it. Also it's condemned, it could fall. Mazikim, these places, Mazikim, I'm going to, whatever, Mazikim are what we would call haunted houses. I mean, the Mazikim, the stories in the Gemara, about a case of Abai had, those are very, well, I don't remember, in Kedushim with the seven-headed Mazik, and he went, and he davened, and they, whatever. Whether a Mazikim nowadays, I don't know. That's the thing, if people misasik with Mazikim, with Shadim and things, then misasik back, generally avoid them, and don't be chushish for them, and generally it's fine. However, there are, this halacha says that a person should be careful about, there is something to be careful about going to abandoned places and things or whatever. Lo achori beis haknesses, im eino machzev panav lebeis haknesses, and a person should not go behind the shul if he's not davening, facing the shul. Achori beis haknesses, so now we're getting to machlokes, what does this mean? It's a gemara. What does this mean? It's a very chomer thing that they say it's even more chomer. It's a very chomer thing. Achori beis haknesses, who hatzad sha pesach pasuach bo? That's if so you're talking about a case where you have where the Pesach is in Marav, and a person's davening behind the shul. Who hifir chatzad shaponim elav akal kishemispalim, and that's and then he davens a different way from when the kal is davening. And the point is that he davens with his back to them. He's davening by the Pesach, and for some reason he's davening the other way. He davens a different way from the tzibur. For whatever reason, he davens a different way. Some say that, and if he's davening outside. And they're davening mizrach. He has to be sure he's facing the same way as the tzibur. Now you get into shailas of I don't know. Sometimes people will say, well, this is not mechuvin to Yerushalayim. A lot of shailas, so they davening like this. I don't know that. It's not so pasha. The person he can turn his head a bit, turn his body completely. Ish lodin. I've seen chashuv people do that. Rory loch. So v'yesh mefarshim behepech that we're talking about a case where. The Yesh Mefarshim is that he's standing outside on the other side. So he's out in front of the wall of the shul behind the Aron Kodesh, and he's davening to Mizrach. And his back is to the tzibur. He should be davening towards the shul, towards the Aron Kodesh, because it shows that he's davening to a different way, and it's a very chomer thing. And the Royal Malachot Shneim, therefore, don't obviously just daven the shul the regular way. Don't start changing places. The gankish is spelled with shart studim, puts the basic knesses, even he's on the side of the shul. Neshla hachmish, she yachs upon the basic knesses. He should face a little bit towards the shul. He shouldn't just dive in straight, he faces the shul a bit. That's only if it's clear he's decided to dive in a different way. Although even with spell babai, it's a son of the basic knesses. Let's say there's a house right next to it, upon of Kenegade Yitzhak. And he's not facing the shul, he's facing Mizrach, Karoi, Racharav, L'Kosel, Besoi, Kosel, Besoi, Knesset. Let's say his house is right in front of the shul. And you go into his house, you see he's diving with his back to the shul. That's okay, because he's in a house. Only if he's outside, on the outside, here's the Aron Kodesh, he's over here, and he's facing the other way, it's Kili's putting his back to the shul, that's a problem. But in the house, it's okay. He's turning away from the shul. Also, lavor chutzav beis haknesses b'tzadcha pesach pasuach bo. The shasha tzibur mispalim. A person's running for something, and the tzibur's davening ma'ariv or something like that, and he has to run. That's also from the. He has to go in and daven. Meishanira kekoifer, he's being koifer and he's not going to daven. What's he doing? We're talking about however, if you see that he is, this is a Narak Mara sign type thing. If he's carrying something, or Shalovish Tfilin, or Sheish Besenz Acher Be'ir, it could be that he's going to a different shul, or he's going to daven later, it's a different minion, or Sheish Nisiknes Zeh Pesach Acher, then it's okay, it's no Mara sign. If there's only one shul and one opening, and he's walking by it, Kilo doesn't care. That's a big. It's Marek Healy doesn't care about davening. He was. He's. But what do you mean you'll daven? Well, what's wrong with you? So, that you could be tola on something else. That's okay. Or Sherechev al Behema. He's driving a car. Driving the car by the shul. I can recholshit him. Or he walks right by the only shul in the area and doesn't go in. That's the problem. Yishtadol adam lispalo beisaknesses im hatzibur. Now this is the main sif about. Tefillah b'tzibur, but chiyuv a minyan, chiyuv zgan dam with a minyan. I'll ask on the mechaber. What do you mean yishtadel? It's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. Sorry, tzadik siftas. A person has to. What do you mean yishtadel? So it says. So the few explanations. Most poskim say that it's vada chiyuv. Moshe has a pshat that the pshat is that tefillah b'tzibur since. A person's tefillahs aren't miskabel when he davens, be chidus. So therefore, the hishtadlus should be the daven with its tzibur. If you don't daven with tzibur, your tefillah is not good. Isn't good. It's the point over here is that the minyan is like a hechsher mitzvah, so to speak, to tefillah. And it's kilo, they give you a job to go ahead and to build something and you use broken tools and you can't build it, so then you didn't really do a good job. So it's a problem. Some say the pshat is yishtadol, since there's many situations where a person's pater or his ayin onos. So therefore, if it's a chiyuv gomor, then he won't be yotze. No, he's yotze. And a person has to try his best, his hardest, to go ahead and to daven with a minyan. Some say the pshat is mishabur is mashur, that it's yishtadol onos yispal bebeis haknesses. The ishtalus is not in the minions, on the davening in the shul with the tzibur, as opposed to davening in the house with the tzibur. It's better to davening in the shul. Different pshatim here. Ve'im hu anus, she'ena yachal lavu lebeis haknesses. If he has an oinus, he's sick. So also, tash koicha, the person he's pushed too weak. He had a very hard day, a very long day. He can't get to Maariv. He's exhausted. He can't get up. Whatever the case may be, that's also it's also considered an oinus. Obviously, a person should push himself, but a person has so many physical koichos, and if it's completely gomor, so it could be that's considered an oinus. And there's other oinsim of hefsedim and different things like that. Sheyach alavel beisaknesses, he can't go to shul. Yichavin liyispal b'shashar tzivim yispalim. Whatever the oinus might be that. And there are plenty of oinsim. Unfortunately, there's plenty of oinsim in the world. The person can't daven. So then, a kopanim should do it at the same time as the tzibur and spalav who adin. They other adarim be yishuvim ve'ein lahem minyan. Let's say you're living out in I don't know where, and you don't have a minyan. Mikol malchum yispalav shachas arvitz mizman she tzibur mispalim. Person should daven at the same time. V'cheinim nenas ol yispalav shachas yispalav tzibur v'hu mispalav yachid. He should daven in a shul. Let's say he came back late from somewhere and he missed all the minyanim mariv, so he should at least go into the shul and daven in the shul is better than davening in the house. They discuss about is it mutter for a person to go ahead and to put himself in a situation where he wouldn't have a minyan. If it's dvar mitzvah, it's pasha. But let's say you want to go on vacation and you go to a place where there's no minyan, or you're traveling. Yish machmirim. Obviously, a person's going to, generally the minig is to be somewhat makel, I think, in that, but not too much. A person has to be shtadl to try to find the minyan to set his trip up to find minyanim, if he can. Sheoimed im tzibur also lo lahakdin tefilasu tefilas tzibur. If he is. If he's davening with the tzibur, he also lahakdin tefilosoi the tefilas tzibur. It's also to be makdim. If he can't go ahead, push ahead and daven and start davening before the tzibur. Eli imkei hasha oiveres ve'ena tzibur mispalim. Let's say he looks at the clock and he sees Shkia's coming. And, oh, what am I going to do? I'm makpid to daven for Shkia, and they're not so makpid. So then he could go ahead and daven or Zman Tefila's coming. That they hold Shkia v'beinu tam, whatever it is. And then you can go ahead and daven ahead. If Abelosha, Iveres, if it's not, there's no time limit now. Lispalo piyutim, don't say, well, I'm bored. It's not my minute to go ahead and say all these yitzvahs and all these things. In the koach, they're singing too long. I'm just going to go ahead. You can't, no. Lo yifush minat zibor. Don't push minat zibor. Feel lasuk b'divrei Torah. Even if he has a seder. Okay, a seder kavua. I don't know, but he wants to go learn. He says, I need to go learn. I don't, this is taking too long. Then he should, whatever. And we said before, it could be with piyutim. There's a tzad, a person could learn. But Uncle Panim, you should do it, say it together with the tzibur. Yeah.
That's going on whatever reason that the tzibur is delaying, or that you have a siba that you need to start.
I understood that it means that they're not going to finish by Shkia or by whatever reason they're not, he decides I don't like the people there, and they always say, the joke about the found that you're on an island, right? And it came in three shuls. So this is this is my weekday shul. This is a shul on Shabbos. This is a shul I won't go into. So first has one shul, then he's called Shachin Rav. If he doesn't go into a daven, if we're going galus or levanav, it's a chomer thing. Even if he doesn't like the shul, or he said that's a Sephardi shul, Ashkenazi, whatever it is, he has to go down. Mitzvah lovers kishahodach beis haknesses. It's mitzvah to run v'chein lechol dvar mitzvah. And for any bar mitzvah, it's a choshev thing to go fast or to run. Afilu b'Shabbos she'asu l'fsor p'siagasa. For a mitzvah, you can run. Al-Kashiyotzu b'Saknes is also lovers, but a person shouldn't dash out of the shul, which unfortunately is very common. Even if a person has a good reason, he has to catch a bus. It happens, but he should try his best. At least as he walks out of shul to go slow for a second, just to show you're not running out from shul. Baruch Panim, and any mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to run. Mutar Laruk Brisa Knesses, this is back then, nowadays, I don't think people are makbid not. You can spit in the floor, if you dorsa baraglav, or machseo begemi, or cover it with something, it's not whatever, but it used to be back then, I guess it was more common to be have to spit on the floor, or to spit if he has a whatever. And a dirt floor also would get absorbed, it's different. Yashim Adon Lebeis HaKnesses K'Shiyimne Im Asara Rishayin. A person should try to get to shul early, so he's at the big school, so he gets Schar Nekekulam if he shows up for the first 10. But also, a person has to realize that he should be sure that it means davening. It doesn't mean just showing up, sitting in the shtibul and making a minyan with everyone. That's the one he's davening at. Im nisha adam yichidim mispal beis haknesses shebesado, so feel beis haknesses shebeir. Im utfilas arvish shusalim v'laila chaver lahamtin al shisim shisaim tfilas. So a person, the guy's going to be all alone, and he's going to be scared, dangerous to go out. So if a guy's not going to be able to daven well, if he realizes everyone's leaving and no one's around, and he's going to be stuck, so then one person should stay behind. Even by yom, a person should leave this guy davening. But the guy's being marich and shman esrei for more than normal. So then he doesn't have to. A person doesn't have to wait. You see, it doesn't bother him. But if someone's davening regular, but the tzibur finishes quickly, and he's finished davening another 5 minutes. A person should wait. For someone, at least occupy one person should wait. However, if he shows up the person shows up late, then also he's not chayev, not necessarily chayev, but still a good thing for a second person to wait for him to be sure he doesn't have to go out and to be able to stand there alone. let's say he's traveling and he gets to a city, he wants to find a hotel. Oh, im lefanav ad arba milim machum shemispalim ba'asara. If he continues traveling forward and he's going to get to a minyan, if it's 4 milim, which is about 1 mil, let's say, is around 18 minutes. So you're talking around, you should say about 72 minutes forward. Then he has to continue traveling forward to get to a minyan, to get to a shul. He shouldn't go, okay, I'm tired. No, if he has to get to a shul. Or acharav tzarech lachzor ad mil k'dei shelispal ba'asar. However, if he has to travel backwards, he has to go backwards for a meal. Sorry, there are discussions about what is a car. Do you also do 72 minutes with a car? Maybe in the distance, Pasha the minute gets to do with the car also. A person's in his house. What's the din of a person's in his house? And he, how far, let's say, there's no minion. I've seen this kind of discussed. Let's say there's no minion for half hour. Right? Can he, and he's lachutz, he has to go somewhere. Does he have to wait? Does he have to wait a half hour for a minion? Or can he, whatever they say, that it's the same din as lachorav, that it's the same din as kilachorav. The point of traveling forward is that you're traveling forward, so that you have to continue traveling. That's easy. But if you're not traveling that direction, then it's the same din as lachorav. Some say that you can't just leave early before a minyan. If he's not rushed, he wants to beat the traffic. Say it. No, you can't just do that. You're going to be stuck. A person should daven with a minyan. A base of medrash is more kadosh. It's a bigger mitzvah to daven. However, but you shouldn't daven in beis medrash if you don't have asara. A person learns in a specific place, it's better to daven in the beis medrash. The Beni Amudi is lashon of the Gemara. The davka misha teras umenasoi enem is batul among someone who learns the whole time. So then there's a ma'ila. But stop, a person has a seder there in the evening, and it could be that they should daven a regular shul with a minyan. I feel hachilu yargil anzal lasos kim. But still, it's not lachachilu to do this all the time. Shall yimun do amayaret imenu so that people don't come to learn for you're glad up without a minyan. He's batul beis aknesses. If someone's a Talmud Chacham and he's not batal, whatever, he should only, and it's nicker to everyone, you can only do that a couple of times. Person shouldn't sit down and learn where everyone out at Tzibur is saying, Slichas and Tchinos, no, I don't need to do that. It shows also, it doesn't look good. That people aren't going to hop while you're learning. You don't have to say these Slichas, you're going to learn the wrong things from it. Yikave makom l'tfilah. So a person has to be kaveh makom for his tefillah. Shall lo yishanu im lo l'tzarech. He shouldn't change another l'tzarech. Ein daima shikave l'beis haknesses. It doesn't mean that he's davening in one specific shul all the time. Ela gam beis haknesses shekavua ba tzarechi lo makom kavua. Again, this is a chachila. Even during the week, it's a chachila to daven at the same minyan and the same place all the time. If a person's able to. At least upon him on Shabbos, person should have a makom kavua that he davens at. That we shouldn't just move around. It's a very important thing for kvius. It's a very important thing for tefila. Avinu was kavua makom, so this is a din to b'kayim ikanes. No, I don't. In general, you should kovei makom, but a lot of times people have they daven during the week, or there's no minyan. Let's say it's a shul, doesn't have a minyan during the week. It depends. If it's a shul that has like regular shul, has a minyan during the week, and that's the best. But let's say a person you can't daven, so you can only daven in a different shul at 8 o'clock. Nowadays, things are very your times are very different. No, I've just yeah, but I just mitzvara. I've just said mitzvara that it. You know, that, yeah, Misvara, I'm not, I just say Misvara, because sometimes, you know, a person has a Shabbos during the week, so, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to go out of your way. If you can, it's better, but if, but I'm just, that's all I'm just pointing out.